Get ready for the great lady of soul. Grammy nominee and anti-recording artist, Miss Betty LaVette.
Portland. I want you to know this. How grateful I am that you're standing out there in that sun to watch me, because I wouldn't stand out there to see Jesus walk the water. You know, when I say it's so good to be back here with you, I'm extremely serious in that when this coming up out of the crypt that I've been doing started, Portland was right there with me. This is the first festival that my long sought after booking agency that it took me 30 years to find booked me on. I was here with Philip Walker and Pine Top Perkins, whom I had never heard of before in my life. Have a wonderful picture of Pine Top and I with me sitting on his lap right behind the stage here. So much has happened to me since then. I wish this were in all my concerts so I could tell you everything that has happened. But I'll suffice with just some of the things. So that means that where I would usually only say Grammy nominated 10 times or 20 times, I'll only say it 2 or 3 times here. This is a tune from the first Grammy nominated CD. I ain't won nothing yet, but they have to keep calling my name for me to lose, so it's cool. This is a song that I lifted from one of my very favorite singers, Mr. George Jones. Since the day I was born, there were voices that told me right from wrong. If I'd only listen, I wouldn't be here today. With the choices I made, I was tempted by an early age. I found I like drinking. Lord, I've never turned one down. There were loved ones, turned them all away, and now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. Back. Oh, Lord knows I'd run, but pressure's out me. Last year, we were calling my little workings the Who the Hell Is She Tour. And this year, we're calling it the 50th Anniversary Tour. So I've decided to do several of the flop records that got me to here. This is one of my favorite flop records by Betty LaVette. It is something that was a very big hit for the writer and recorder originally, Mr. Joe Simon. But I do sing this better.
Just can't afford to make that strange.
mistake again. Listen to me closely, Dad. Called I've Got My Own Hell to Raise. All of the songs on the CD were written by women. This one was written by the only young woman I have ever met who could possibly, or maybe quite possibly, out drink me. That would be in the form of the very talented Ms. Lucinda Williams. They took my joy, I want it back. They took my joy, I want it back. it back. I said I started in Detroit and I was looking for my joy. Started in Detroit and I was looking for my joy. Maybe in the Motor City I'd find joy. Maybe in the Motor City I'd find joy. Then I went to New York looking for my joy. Went to New York and I was looking for my joy. Maybe in the Apple I could find joy. Maybe in the Apple I could find joy. I'm trying to find a place. You know, I watched you festival people kill Nappy Brown down there in that sun. You can't be this old and stand in the sun and preach. Y'all gonna have to get over it. Maybe we should do this next November next time. Okay, I'm gonna try not to go where you can't find me, but you remember I started up there. Whoa. No, I ain't ready. Now, while Your Turn to Cry was something that Joe Simon had done, so you had at least heard it a little bit. This is another one of the flop records. We don't do it a whole gang of times. But since this is the 50th year, I want to share with you where you brought me from. This is another tune from that same album that was to have been released in 1972. That was just released recently. Where you go on? On top, and you look out across the sea, and you know there's another place perhaps that a woman like me could be. you jump down to the rooftop, look out across the town. You know there's a lot of strange things circulating around, but you know. Everybody's got their problems. That ain't nothing new. Patience and understanding, they can get you right on through. They can get you on through love. They can take you down to the end. They can take you all the way up, and they can bring you back down again. 'Cause it ain't. Tell me who's satisfied when he takes you in his arms. You can feel him by your side. You can feel him by your side. You can feel the man when he breathes. Say the man you can give you. He can give you some kind of relief. But you know. For me, why y'all didn't buy that? I liked it. Y'all have to do the same thing you do with your grandmothers. You have to bear with me. I love you too, baby. I was fortunate enough to be asked to do a concert with several huge stars at the Hollywood Bowl. And it was a tribute to the Beatles. I found out that Paul McCartney had written this song while walking through the park coming from a cheap gig so he could smoke a joint. I liked him right away. But the song is about, as the Brit calls it, a bird, which is what they call women in Britain. And this was about a blackbird. So I found that just a myriad people had recorded it, but never the blackbird. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. took my broken wings and learned how to fly. All of my life I have waited for this moment to arrive. yourself alive. Oh, better leave me. If you think I'm coming back when he calls, no, 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 y'all, you don't know me at all. Now, 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 now. The advantages you get for sitting in the shade. Ah, we thank you. When the beach is kissed by the sea, only love can make it all rain. Like the sweat of two lovers laying in the fields. Thank you so much. We thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, may I please take this opportunity to introduce to you my most fabulous musicians. Right here on guitar, making a youthful, joyful noise on my behalf, Mr. Brett Lucas. Right there next to him, watching over me and all of my bass notes, Mr. Charles Bartels. There next to him is Mr. Rhythm, Mr. Daryl Pierce. Over here on the keys, all of them, is a gentleman who holds the whole thing together for me. Ladies and gentlemen, my music director, Mr. Alan Hill. Please join me in applauding all of them, including our outstanding sound technicians and all of these wonderful volunteers. Thank you guys, all of you, so much. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Do you know that now I can actually afford walkers to match all of my outfits? It's a good thing, sweetie. This has been a really long, hard hustle. And that is exactly what it has been, a hustle. This coming up out of the crib started with a CD called A Woman Like Me, for which I won a WC Handy Award. The very first thing I'd ever won in my life. Ain't won a whole gang since, but at least they keep calling my name. This year, on the 50th anniversary, the new CD in September is called Thankful and Thoughtful. The book is called A Woman Like Me, and it will also be out along with the CD in September. So see, things aren't half as bad as they were last time I was here. But this song from the CD, A Woman Like Me, still most exemplifies how I feel in my heart and my mind after this sudden overnight success that only took 50 years. forgive me. I've got to stay over here. Just 'cause I haven't had what I want don't mean I don't know what I like. Don't misunderstand, I ain't feeling low, and I sure ain't giving up the fight. This time, for sure, something more, for sure. This is as close as I'll get to heaven. Just 'cause somebody says I love you, it don't mean it's gonna last forever. I've come to realize, as long as you live in the moment's gonna last much longer.
My God. Wow.
That was Betty LaVette live here at the Safeway Waterfront Blues Festival.